live mix show. Yeah, keep it locked. Get live with DJ Will Money.
MidwestMixtapes.com, the number one website for Midwest rap. MidwestMixtapes.com. They promote and market albums, mixtapes, singles, and videos. MidwestMixtapes.com. They can get you on DJ conference calls, blogs, and email blasts. MidwestMixtapes.com. They work with several magazines, college radio campaigns, and street teams in multiple cities.
Do you want that old thing back, like songs by Outkast, 3-6 Mafia, and UGK? Then tune in to the Down and the Dirty Mix Show with J Prez and DJ T Diz back on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. right here on the award-winning K100 Radio.
Patent it, Sway. It's the youngin' in charge, DJ Brave Beat. The hottest team DJ in the city. Tune into my trap and I'll make sure every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. on K100 Radio. I'm spinning all the latest music from trap, drill, alternative underground, and you know we sliding on them new Atlanta hits on Big Guy, you dig?
The hottest hip-hop and R&B mixes on K100 Radio. You are tuned to right, K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
What up,
everybody?
What up, though?
K100, you bad
K100 Radio, I'm your host, Blizz, and this is Ill or Kill. This is our live music review show where we give independent artists a free shot. I get added to our rotation. All they got to do is pass the ear test to the people that's listening to us. Shout out to everybody that's checking us out right now live on Instagram. Maybe watching on YouTube, Facebook. Welcome to the show. All right. Let me get this thing together. Okay, so listen, fam. What we do over here for this particular segment on K100 Radio, basically we play music by independent artists. They send it in. You know, they want to get, like, some real feedback. So we need your help. All right? If you're watching this right now, if you've never been a part of this segment, we play the songs that were sent to us. These are unsolicited submissions. That means that These are not people that we went out searching for. These are people that sought out our platform, and they wanted to get some rotation on K1's Radio. They also wanted to get some feedback from our audience and our listeners. And so they sent us the music in. They followed our protocol, followed our instructions to the T, all right? They checked in on our switchboard, and we're getting ready to see a couple of them already on there. Been checked in already. JC Rocker is over there doing a thing, checking everybody in on the switchboard. Thank you, JC. So we play the song on the air. And we get the opinion of everybody that's watching on our platforms. Now, although we stream live on a lot of platforms, the only ones that we count for the purposes of Ill or Kill is the feedback that we get from Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. I encourage everyone to go and look at the show on YouTube because it just shows clearer with less cutoffs and it just looks better. But if you are watching on Facebook and Instagram, your opinion will and your feedback will be counted. All right. But YouTube is the platform that we just suggest that you watch it on because it's the best one as far as streaming goes. It's the best quality, sounds the best, all that, all right? So with that being said, if you're watching, I'm going to play the songs by the artist, and you guys are going to let me know what you think. All right, so the show is called Ill or Kill. If you've never been a part of it, ill means you like the song. That means when I play this record, you digging it. You find yourself bobbing your head to it. Yo, you like kind of get a little stanky face a little bit like, yeah, I'm fucking with that. Yeah, you like it? All right. You type the word ill, I-L-L, in the comments, and we count that as one vote. One vote for ill. Alternatively, if you don't like the song, I hit play, and you're like, yo, fuck is this? You know what I mean? What's going on here? You ain't feeling it? Nah, it's a rap. If it's trash, you don't like it? All right, you're going to say kill. Type kill, K-I-L-L. Ill means you like it in the comments. In the comments. Very simple instructions, all right? Oh, shit. Over there on the YouTube, Savage 7, what up? Showtime, what's going on? Shout out to Miss Jackson watching over on the Instagram. I see Miss Jackson watching on the Instagram feed. What's going on? All right, shout out to everybody that's watching, man. If you're watching on Facebook, let me know. shoot me a comment, all right? I see the homie Mako Girls people, all right? What's going on, Pops? I see him watching on Facebook. But if you're watching just on any of the live streams, give us a check-in, give us a shout-out, say what's good, say what's up, so we can go ahead and get this show rolling. And so the only thing that we ask of our people that are giving the feedback to the artists is, first and foremost, keep it 100. This is K1's Radio. We want your honest opinion. We're not here to hold anybody's hand. We're here to give them honest feedback. These artists need to hear the truth, all right? If that's not what's it, it's okay. Just because you say kill on our platform doesn't mean you're a hater. Even though some artists and people that's with them on live streams, they may call you one, but I don't consider you one, and that's all that ultimately matters here, all right? I just want your honest opinion. But if that music go hard, if that music slap, fam, I'm going to need you to show these artists some love. I'm going to need you to subscribe to a YouTube channel, their YouTube channel. You should already be subscribed to ours, I hope. But if not, do that. You should like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter and follow them on IG. Give them a repost, right? Put them on your playlist, on your personal playlist on Spotify, whatever platform the music is on. Hopefully it's already out. All right, just show them some love. And I'm not asking you for any money. I'm not asking you to buy tickets to a show. I'm not asking you to buy any merch. That's their job. My job here is two things. A, to get these artists good feedback from people they don't know. We welcome all of them that bring their friends and family to the live stream. But they should be really wanting to know what the people who don't know them, so they know it's real. You know what I'm saying? And secondly, we want to add some dope music to our rotation over here on K1's Radio. We're a live 24/7 broadcast, streaming. All right? Please download our mobile app available for iTunes, for the iPhones, and also for the Droids on the Google Play and the Apple App Store. All right, download our mobile app. It's free. Pop it open when you're working out at the gym or riding in the car, whatever. Throw it in your Bluetooth it up, hear us. All right, we got a nice little rotation, independent and major music, hip-hop and R&B. Got to have a diverse taste in music and hip-hop and R&B to enjoy us. If all you want to listen to is trap all day, we're not going to be for you, although we play some trap. We just not going to play that shit 24/7. And we're not going to play the same 10 songs over and over again. Not happening. But if you like a diverse playlist and you like independent and major music, hip-hop and R&B, download the K1's Radio app, open it up. We're also listed on the TuneIn app. Got thousands of followers over there, too. Shout out to everybody who rocked with us on TuneIn. All right. Shout out to the SCA Awards in the building watching on Facebook. Gennaro, what up, man? All right. Shout out to the homie, man. Good people over there, man. Make sure you guys been doing it for a long time. Shout out to the SCA Awards. Their 20-year anniversary. 20 fucking years of putting on and showing love and giving accolades to independent artists, producers, filmmakers. Yo, 20 years of just showing love to the game for the culture. I got to give it up to them. All right? We've been doing it for a while ourselves, but like half of that, a little over half of that time. These guys have been going hard for 20 years, and I just want to salute those guys, salute to people like that with long-running platforms and big platforms. The guy, SCA Awards, my guy Gennaro, is watching on Facebook. So I always got to make sure I highlight those real cool people who could be doing anything else but coming over here, checking out, and giving these artists some feedback. But they're here, all right? He's also a music supervisor. He also can get your music placed in movies, by the way. So that's also a plus. All right, let's get to it, fam.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
So let's see who's on the check-in. To the artists that are on the switchboard, what's up? Listen up. All right. Let's see. First, we got Todd Prince. Then we got Magneto. All right. Then we got Boise. All right. We got Lil Juicy. I think that's what that says. We got FF King. All right. We got Fred, a.k.a. Sawed-Off Perry. All right. Sawed-Off Perry was in the building. What's going on, Sawed-Off? All right. So listen, man. Basically, so when the artist sent us the music, we send them an email, let them know, hey, you know what I'm saying? You got a chance to be on Illa Kill this Wednesday. We do the show only on Wednesdays, but sometimes I don't do it every Wednesday like I used to. I was a machine for years, but now I do it like every other Wednesday. It's always Wednesday, 8 o'clock p.m., but we send them guys an email, let them know, okay, this week we're doing Illa Kill, and your song is up for rotation, all right? I mean, up for a vote, you know, on Illa Kill, and if it does good, it's going to get added to the rotation, all right? And so that's how it works. So these guys have already, the artists that I just named, they've already checked in on our switchboard. They follow the instructions, so we're going to start reviewing the songs now in the order that I just named out because that's the order that they've been checked in on the switchboard, all right? So the very first artist that we got is Todd Prince, and the name of this record is called World Goes Round, all right? So this is Todd Prince. That's the name of the artist. His name is Todd Prince. Again, these are not songs that I've picked out myself. These are not songs that I've, you know, went back and said y'all should give us an opinion, and we think it's no. You guys that are watching on these live streams right now, you are the ones that's going to help these artists get into the rotation, all right? But just please remember, keep it honest, real feedback. And then after you say ill or kill, please, by all means, leave any other feedback. Like, these artists need to hear the truth, all right? You can type in the comments, hey, man, y'all, I don't like the verse, or the beat is not what's up, or, you know what I'm saying? I love this verse. Whatever you want to say, just make sure you type in ill if you like it, or kill, and then my little scoreboard that's going across the screen right there, that's how I count the votes. All right, so you can leave any other feedback, all the emojis, all that, but I need for you to type ill if you like it, or kill if you don't. That is mandatory for your vote to be counted. All right, first up, man, it's Ty Prince. Name of his joint is called World Goes Round. K1's Radio, ill or kill.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
If I let you to the water well, would you drink? If I fed you what I wanted, tell me, would you think? Yeah, I hear your words, but if you got the answers, then why even ask me a thing? If I told you, would be better if we loved each other. Would you think that I'm crazy? Call me insane, or say I'm clearly off my mind. It don't matter if you're last or you're first, if you're the best or the worst, then we are the same. Cause see, the world goes round and round. And round and round we go. The world goes round and round. And round and round we go. If I told you things and what you think, then we all call in the game. Would you say I'm lying, or say I need a shrink, or lay up off the wine? If I showed you the truth, would you please? Or would you say I'm on my mind? If I say the left was the right, dark was the light, would you believe or would you say? Would you say that I'm crazy? Call me insane, or say I'm clearly off my mind. It don't matter if you're last or you're first, if you're the best or the worst, then we are the same. Cause see, the world goes round and round. Yeah, round and round we go. The world goes round and round. And round and round we go.
K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B. You right. Are tuned to the K100 Radio,
I don't know.
Hip-hop
I think
and
I kinda
R&B.
Like that joint. I think I kind of like that joint. Yeah.
K100, you bad one.
All right, K100 Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. This is Ill or Kill. This is our live music review show on K100 Radio. Yo, that was different. That was a kind of a different record. That was Ty Prince. Name of that joint goes called World Go Round. All right, what do you guys think about that? I'm going to go ahead and pull up my screen over here and start tallying up the scores. This is kind of how I do it. I like to always kind of start with the Instagram live feed first. Excuse me. It's just easier for me that way. Hold on a second. All right. So let's just start with Instagram first, and then I'll the Instagram is kind of tripping on me about the playing the music. So I told you guys, Instagram, we love Instagram for certain things, but for live streaming, it's fucking trash. Worse. Please, if you can, jump over there to our YouTube channel and watch this show. Facebook is much better than Instagram. YouTube is the best. Instagram is trash. But you guys, some people just don't want to leave Instagram, so we always do it. Okay, all right. Let's go. So on Instagram first, start off period. Let me pull up my scoreboard over here. Todd Alpier is checking in on the Instagram live feed. He says ill for that record. Timbo Screws over there on Instagram. He says ill also as well. Miss Jackson says ill also as well over on Instagram. All right. Fetty Fam King says ill also as well. Let's see. All right. So a couple people said, somebody mentioned Donald Glover. It does give me like a Donald Glover. What's my guy? What's my guy that's part of Silk Sonic? Y'all know who I'm talking about. My guy. I'm drawing a blank, but y'all know who I'm talking about. Anyway, it gives me his vibes too. I'll think about it in a second. Let me go over and pull up the Facebook and Instagram joint. Hold on a second. Y'all tell me who I'm talking about. Y'all know who I'm talking about. My guy is part of Silk Sonic. real dope artist. And y'all know who I'm talking about. I'm just drawing a blank right now because I'm doing the show. All right, let's start counting them up over here on Instagram and Facebook, all right? So over on Facebook, Gennaro, SCA Awards, he chimed in first on Facebook. He says ill for that record. All right, Billy Badass, what's going on? What's going on, Tasha Black? What's happening, all right? Main, JG, also on Facebook, says ill, all right? Now, I know that's Childish Gambino. I know Childish Gambino. Come on, man. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Jesus Christ. The guy that's part of Silk Sonic with... Don't make me fucking sit here and look that up while I'm doing the show, because it's going to bug me. Like, y'all know what I'm talking about, though. Y'all acting like y'all don't know, but y'all know. All right. Let me go back over and finish counting it up. All right, we got 6-0 for right now. All right. Let's see. Anderson Pop, thank you very much, JC. Shit. Y'all couldn't help me out with that? God damn. All right. So on YouTube, Savage 7 says ill. Forbidden King says ill. Sam Shaw says ill also as well. All right. DJ Obens also want to check in over there. What up, DJ Obens? He says ill also as well. Says he can hear that in a movie. Funny, we got a music supervisor on the line. B Diamonds also says ill. JC Rocker says ill. Key Cole on Facebook says ill. All right. Let's see. Who else? Casey Hughes on Facebook also says ill. All right. I'd like to put the chat up so you guys can see all this feedback. All right. The IG. I told y'all, I don't know why y'all keep watching it on the IG. Stop watching on IG, and I ain't got to worry about that. Word right freezing up. Come to the YouTube channel. I'm telling y'all the same thing. Y'all don't never want to listen. Y'all just insist on trying to watch this on IG. Just open up the YouTube channel. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. You'll get the notification and watch this shit on YouTube. I tell y'all, for the past 3 years, until I just stop doing it on IG, y'all going to make me keep doing IG. And I do it just to let y'all know we live so y'all can see we live. Hey, IG, we live. Then take your ass over to please to the YouTube channel. Make my life easier. Stop trying to watch the whole show on IG. It's not built for that. Anyway, 14-0. All right. So, that was a dope record to me, man. I really like that record. Let me bring the artist on the line real quick. Hey, yo, Ty Prince, what up, bro?
What's up, bro?
What's going on, man? That was a really dope record, man. It was somebody said you. It sounded like something like from Childish Gambino. I said it gave me a real Anderson .Paak vibe. Anyway it goes, man, I like both of those artists, and so that's a dope record to me. And you got 14-0, not one person killed that record. You know how hard it is to get all ills and no kills on K100 Radio's Ill or Kill segment. Not easy thing, man. So salute to you, all right? Salute to you.
Appreciate it, bro.
All right. So you've got the floor. I want you to give out your social media and give out any shout-outs you want to give out. Go ahead, bro. You got it.
On my social media, well, first off, I want to say thank you to everybody for the love. I really appreciate it. My social media is Ty Prince, T-Y-D-E, and Prince. It's on Facebook, Instagram, everything. And I want to give a shout-out to the whole city of Atlanta, Zone 3, South Side, Silk Road, and the DMV. I want to give a shout-out to my managers, Big Sweet and Strong ATL. I want to give a shout-out to 1924 Music Group. And I appreciate y'all for playing my music.
Good stuff, man. So good feedback. So you guys, listen, everybody like ill. DJ Open said he can hear that in the movie. I mean, what you think, Gennaro? You know what I'm saying? He said he really liked that record. He's also a music supervisor. You should probably be over there networking with him, man. If you can, jump on our Facebook page or something. The guy that he actually is one of the curators and creators of the SCA Awards, but he's also a music supervisor as well. He gets stuff put to movies. So it's cool to have him over here watching this stuff because, you know, he may pick and choose somebody. So, man, you know, you need to get with these guys and be networking with the people. Please introduce yourself If you are in the comments watching on any platform, please let people know what's good. Like, tell them who you are. You know what I'm saying? If you're a DJ or whatever, please say, hey, DJ, whatever. You know what I'm saying? If you like a song, feel free to type in the comments to the artist. Hey, send me that song to this email or whatever. Or if you're part of some kind of music situation, radio, anything. If you got a platform and you can help the artist, please make sure you say so in the comments. All right? That's a part of the show, too. You want to get some networking going on, too. All right, next up.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
All right, Magneto's on deck, and then I'm gonna give y'all the rundown again. After Magneto, we got Boise, all right? And then after Boise, we got Lil Jueezy. I think that's what it is. I don't know if I'm saying that shit right, for real, though, honestly. And we got FF King, all right? We got Fred, FKA, Fred, formerly known as Sawed-Off, period. All right? So you just go with Fred Sawed-Off at this point? All right. So Magneto, the name of this record is called Vicious. Let's see if I got this record. Vicious. I'm pretty sure this is it. This is the only thing that says Vicious. So this got to be it. All right, Magneto. Name of this joint is called Vicious. Says it's produced by, I'm trying to read some of the metadata, produced by Malik You Crazy. I think that's what that says, Malik You Crazy. That's the producer. All right. I'm hoping this is the right one because it doesn't say Magneto, but this is the only file I got that says Vicious that was sent to our email. So I'm pretty sure this has got to be the record, I hope. All right. This is Magneto. The name of this record is called Vicious. Let's get to it. This is K100 Radio.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
We gon' clear the smoke. I bet you thought we won't talk no more. I promise we step on you nigga like I better yet talking you nigga like shocking and popping if you try to push me. I'm bagging you niggas all like you some groceries. 200 rounds to keep you nigga close to me. Yellow crime stain, boy, it's a murder scene. Keep the witness all over the scene. I know you niggas like it's a horror scene. Don't get it twisted cause we be so clean. Like my name is Mr. Clean. I better load with the drink. I hit the switch and I bet it go in. I got the key, these suckers in they play. My niggas like Jeffrey, boy, they get too big. Hoppin' out this shit ain't sweet like no cake. You know what it is when that Dre elevate. Don't try to be no hero and jump in the way. Cause I guarantee you, boy, you take a play. Something in the water, but we coming way. I come from the streets to where we do not play. Where young niggas carry them Dracos all day. We slide up no opposition every day. Free out my dogs, they got in the cage. When we pull up, better get out the way. Them sneakers be sounding like snaps in the bay. I stand on my arms, repeat like a man.
Get to it.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
All right.
K100, you bad one.
All right, that was Magneto. The name of that joint was called Vicious. This is K100 Radio. This is Illa Kill. This is our live music review show. All right, I'm going to go ahead and throw some of them comments up so you guys can start seeing some of that stuff over there on the live stream over there. Let you guys see how the comments is rolling over there on Instagram. So we go ahead and put the scoreboard up. Let's get and start counting them up, man. for Magneto. The name of that joint was called Vicious. All right, I'm going to start over here on the Instagram live stream first. All right, hold on a second. Let me see. Where is it at? Where is it at? Where is it at? All right, so Timbo Screw on Instagram, he says kill. All right, he's not feeling it. If you're leaving feedback, make sure you type the word ill if you like it. If you like the record, says you type the word ill. If it's a kill, if you're not feeling it, make sure you type the word kill, K-I-L-L. All right? Timbo Screw is the first one that actually gives a ill or a kill. He said kill for that joint. I see other people watching, but you guys got to give me the straight-up feedback for that joint. All right? Hold on a second. Here go a couple more of them. All right. Biz Music Incorporations says ill for that record. All right, this is Instagram right there. I'm looking at the Instagram live stream right now. Anybody else on Instagram, if I missed you, give me the vote, ill or kill. Let's jump over here to the Facebook and IG, the Facebook stream real quick. All right, let me put this scoreboard back up. All right, let's see. All right, Savage 7 was the first one to chime in on the YouTube channel. They're giving it a kill. DJ Raver, what's going on, fam? What up, though? Nerve DJ's in the building. DJ Raver says kill for that record. He's not feeling it. All right, K100, what's up? What's up, little Snoop? Innovator 7 on the check-in. What's up, homie? On YouTube, he says kill for that record also as well. All right. DJ Obens, that's him. It says right in the paw, but his name, that's DJ Obens. He's over on the YouTube channel. I know who that is. He says kill for it too as well. He said he needs to work on the mix on it a little bit. Kind of sort of agree. Some of the low end on it was a little fat. He says kill. So we got one ill and five kills. One Jesus over there on the Instagram also says kill as well. All right, so that's another kill coming from the Instagram live stream. All right, Fetty Fam King also says a kill also as well. He also mentions the mix. He says the beat is hard, the lyrics are good, but the mix kind of threw him off too as well. So that's Fetty Fam King over there on Instagram. All right, so now we got one ill and seven kills. Let me keep going back over here. Let's see, on the YouTube channel, though, Mickey Money says ill on the check-in, all right? On Facebook, Sheila Garza, Miss Jackson, all right? She says kill, all right? It doesn't pop for her. Boise on the YouTube, he says ill, all right? Put these so you guys can see some of this feedback over here. All right, Carolina George, what's going on, homie? Shout out to Millie Up. What's going on, fam? Over there checking in on Facebook, all right? Let's see. So Boise gave it to ill, all right? Then we got, Sam Shaw over there on YouTube. He says kill also as well, all right? Fred, all right, formerly known as Sawed Off, he says that shit go hard. He giving it an ill. That's four ills, nine kills. That's where the count is at. Over on Facebook, Tito, what's going on? Tom Papadopoulos, that's the homie over there from the crib. He says kill for the record. He's not feeling it, all right? Let's see, Lil Snoop, say we people giving people the Apollo treatment. That's the nature of this show, man. We've been doing this for a decade. That's why we call it Ill or Kill, fam. That's how it's been. We've been doing it for a decade. All right, Lil Snoop says a double kill for them. All right, over on the YouTube channel. All right, so right now, man, we got the four ills, 11 kills, over on the YouTube channel. Sweet Dreams Cake says ill though. She said that's Florida right there. She's rocking with it. She's on the checking in on the IG. She says ill. So that's five ills. Still, though, basically he's got twice as many kills, over twice as many kills. He's got five people that was rocking with it, but twice as many people, 11 people, was like, nah, it's good. A couple of people also mentioned the mix on the record. And I got to kind of sort of concur on the mix as far as just like the low end on it. You know what I'm saying? It was a little bit too big, so it was kind of giving a little bit of distortion. You know, even when you listen to it on the stream, of course, you know this stuff is compressed coming over a live stream, but still you can tell the difference in the studio. So I can understand the people saying, man, the mix, you know what I'm saying, the bass was just real heavy. They do need to fix that. So if the artist is still going to keep rocking with the song and keep pushing it, which, you know, that's, of course, totally up to them. We're just here to give you the opinions of what the people that are listening to right now and our decision as far as adding it to the rotation on K100 Radio. And that's going to be a kill, all right? All right. Hold on a second. Yeah, that one.
Oh! Oh!
All right. So, yeah, Magneto, I felt like, though, let me give you my opinion on that shit, though. My thing is, I felt like you really had some bars and you really was sliding on some of it. I concur with the feedback, what a couple people said, well, the beat hard is not necessarily
the lyrics ain't bad. Like, I feel the same way. That beat was sliding, and I felt like you kind of had some highlights on your bars, bro. I think maybe more so if that shit had a good mix on it and a good mix and master on it, it'd be ready. Like, it's definitely quality-wise just not ready for radio airplay right now. And, you know, when you're dealing with DJs and people like that that are listening as well, they're going to be checking for that. That's a killable offense on Illa Kill. You feel what I'm saying? Because we need for it to be ready to go in order to throw it to our rotation. If you open up our app and listen to our app, even if it's an independent record, it's got to have a good mix and a good master on it for us to throw it into the rotation and mix it in with the mainstream people, because we don't have an independent segment. We play the music all together, right? So we do need for it to be quality. So I think that was the only thing really to me that kind of took a couple of votes from you, bro, honestly. But if you're going to keep – I would say don't get rid of that record. Like, it's a dope record to me. I feel like you was really sliding on some of it. But definitely get the stem files if you got them and go to another studio, go back in there in the lab in the mix, and then definitely get it mastered because it doesn't even sound mastered either. So go in there and get an engineer that kind of, you know what I'm saying, that's better with the mix and the engineering, and then get that shit mastered, you know what I'm saying, and keep pushing your joint. But for now, that's going to be a kill on K1's radio. All right, next up.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
Boise is on deck. The name of this record is called Myself, all right? This is called Myself, all right? So let's get to it, fam. Remember, if you're watching this for the first time, if you never actually, you know, watched Illa Kill and you're just the first time kind of, you know, watching this show or whatever, you never heard of us, or, you know, even though we've been doing this for a long time, I want to reiterate that. So this is not something new. You know, a lot of people do music reviews now, but, you know, a lot of them came after us. You know what I'm saying? That's all I say about that. You feel me? So, you know, we've been doing it for a long time, and I want to make sure that everybody understands that this is a platform where artists don't pay to get this done. I don't charge artists to do this show. All right. I put this show together and I run it and I set it up and I download songs and I upload stuff and I pay for all these services and all this computer equipment and all this stuff to keep this shit going on and on and on, just for the love of the culture. This is a for the culture type situation. I didn't even get into doing K100 Radio for the money. I never got into it for the money. I got into it for the culture, just as a platform to give back to independent artists. Because if you don't know me and my background, I myself am also an artist, producer, engineer. All right. And so I remember days when I first started back in the 90s, telling you how old I am right now. This shit didn't exist. You used to have to, like, pay people to get any kind of media coverage, pay people for any kind of placement on the internet. Everything was paid for. And you definitely couldn't just get on your phone and just play your music and let people from all over the fucking world and country just give you their opinion. The shit didn't exist when I started. So when the technology came around, I felt like, you know, this would be really great, a great platform to build for independent artists. And it's all rooted in the culture. So therefore, we don't charge money. So therefore, we appreciate everybody that's watching the show and giving their time and giving their honest opinion, because that's what this is all about. So ain't no hurt feelings. Ain't nobody finna be getting mad. Any of these artists come on there, I live stream, talking shit about people hating them, I block. No, motherfuckers just didn't like it. Maybe you need to go back and step it up a little bit. It's just that simple. All right? Because when people love the music on K100 Radio, like the song before this one, that got 14-0 and everybody was like, that shit is dope. Had people asking it, talking about sending it to me. You know dope when you hear it. So this is about honesty. This is about honest feedback. And this is about a platform for artists and a safe space for them to get some real straight-up feedback from dope people like yourself. All right, next up, Boise.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
All right. Name of this joint is called Myself. This is K100 Radio. Let's go.
K100, you bad one. Times last, real crazy to find the love, but your life, when everybody's trying to hustle, everybody's trying to muscle, they wait, who to trust for love, who don't want to give your heart to, fairy tales don't last, like I said, the hours last, it's a cold and lonely world, you know. If you can't respect the hustle, then let it go. How to live, how to be in a world against to me. They say keep friends close and the enemy next to me. Oh. man or what's come. Stick to the plan and get it done. Meditate and elevate. Do it all. Get what it takes. Not a damn thing easy. That's why I keep the faith in love within me. Find the master, learn this plan. It is worth it, just stand. Cause it's a cold and lonely world, you know. If you can't respect the hustle, just let it go.
Radio, hip hop, and R&B.
K100, you bad one.
All right, K100 Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. This is Illa Kill. This is our live music show where we give independent artists a free shot to get it added to the rotation. Just all you gotta do is pass the ear test of our people that's listening, man. Shout out to everybody that's watching us live on the live streams, but also shout out to the people that are listening to us on K100Radio.com. I always gotta show love to the people that are listening because sometimes people can't watch. Maybe they're at work or something like that. So shout out to people that's listening on K100Radio.com, or if you're listening on our free mobile app, please download it. Give us a 5-star rating. If you listen to us on the TuneIn Radio app, any way you listen to us, man, and you know, you can't give the feedback, but you're still rocking out, because I still see a lot of people on the stream. I can see that stream popping up there. So people are listening. So just big up to people that can't leave feedback, but they're still sitting back and enjoying the show. Thank you very much for joining us, all right? All right, Boise, let's go ahead and get to it, fam, shall we? All right, let's go ahead and start it up. Let's see over here on the Instagram screen. All right. Let me see. Hold on a second. All right. So So on Instagram, One Jesus says ill. Timbo Screw says ill. All right. Fetty Fam King says it's groovy, says it's ill. All right. Let's see. Anybody else? All right. All right, so that's what I got right there. I think I got those three. If I missed anybody over there, let me know real quick. But I just see 1, 2, 3 right there. All right, that says ill on the IG. So let me go ahead and pull the other screen up. Let's see. All right, so on YouTube, Tasha Black says ill. All right. Fred, all right, formerly known as, says ill. All right. Savage 7 says kill, though. They're not feeling it, man. Shout out to Savage 7. They've been rocking with us for a long time. It's good to see them back over here rocking with us, man. I appreciate it. You feel what I'm saying? Shawtown Supports says ill. All right. Pamela Rutledge also says ill. All right. Tasha says she loves it. All right. Miss Jackson over there on the YouTube, finally. Thank you for checking in on the YouTube, Miss Jackson. She says ill, giving it some flame emojis and all that. Shawtown says he can hear that in the movie, too, as well. All right. Forbidden King also giving that joint to ill as well over on the YouTube channel. All right, on Facebook, the homie Tito, he's checking in. He says ill. All right. DJ Obens checking in on YouTube again. He says ill. B Diamond also says ill. DJ Raver says kill. All right. DJ Raver says kill. So we got, let me just put that on the screen so some of the people watching over there on Instagram can see how many people over there chiming in on the Facebook and YouTube. I just like to throw the chat up so you guys can kind of see it. Because the screen that I have, it shows the Facebook and the YouTube all together on one screen, and then I have to look at Instagram on a separate screen. So I like to put it up there so you can kind of see, you know what I'm saying, who's watching on what. All right. But 12 to 2. So that's gonna be an ill. All right, man, let's pull Boise up. Boise's been on the show before, so he know how it goes. Boise, what up, homie?
What's going on, fam?
So you already know how this works, man. You know what it is, man. Give out your shout outs and give out your social media information. 12 to 2. You know, that's a good one right there. That's solid right there. I mean, all ills is what you want to aim for, but 12 to 2 is still good on K100 Radio, man. Go ahead and give out your shout outs
and give out how people can find that song if they want to rock with it, bro. You got it?
Most definitely. Shout out to K100. I mean, I appreciate the platform. Shout out to my producer, Razor. Shout out to my best friend, PA. Thank you to everybody for commenting, whether you killed it or killed it. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to it and give me your feedback. Any critique, I love it. Follow me on IG at IamBoysie. That's IamBoysie. Myself is on all digital platforms, so make sure you stream it, listen to it, purchase it, whatever. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Good stuff, man. Welcome back to the rotation, fam. You already been over here before, and salute to the artists that's been, like, still on their grind and still doing their thing, man. Like, honestly, bro, people like Boysie and people like artists like that who, that we've been rocking with for, like, a long time, for years. Like, honestly, bro, I got to tell y'all, at this particular point, we 12 years into doing K100 Radio. And some, we started as a podcast, and then we came back around, and we decided that, you know, just 2 or 3 hours a week or 4 hours a week wasn't good enough, so we expanded and we became an internet radio station, an online broadcast, a live 24/7 streaming broadcast about a decade ago, right? We did 2 years of being just a podcast before y'all thought that shit was cool, before we had COVID and all the celebrities started doing podcasts and all of a sudden podcasting was cool. Yeah, before y'all really start jumping on that, we was already doing that shit a decade before these niggas. But anyway, we're not going to talk about that. I'm not salty. I'm just saying. But the point is, you know what I'm saying? We decided to take a step further a decade ago, right? And so in order for me to keep the motivation, bro, going to even keep doing this shit, because, again, I got to reiterate to you, this is not a cash cow. This shit does not pay my bills. I got 7 hustles. This is one of my lowest income-making ventures. But it's my fucking favorite one to do. It's my favorite thing to do, even though it makes me the least money of everything else I got going on in life. You know what I'm saying? But I still love to do it. But the only way that I can keep doing something like this and keep motivated is people like Boysie and all the other artists who won't give up on their dream, who won't give up on their grind. And so I know these artists always need space, and I always know it's going to be a new crop of art. For every artist that's been doing it for 5 or 10 years, it's somebody who just started last month. For every artist that's been doing it 5 or 10 years, matter of fact, for every artist that you know that's really been doing music for so hard for 5 or 10 years, it's 50 artists who just started like a month ago. Because everybody can't make it to that 5th and 10th year. Some of them quit because they didn't get famous quick enough, and now they just say, fuck that. Because they never really loved it anyway. They love the idea of being famous, but they're not really artists at heart. So they quit. So for every artist that's been rocking with us for a fucking decade, you know what I'm saying? It's 50 artists that just started, you know what I'm saying, 2 or 3 months ago, 6 months ago, last year. And they need platforms. They need that first step before they can get to the next level. And that's why we're here. That's why we still operate in this space that we have, man. So I want to take a moment to give a shout out to people like Boysie and all the other artists and people that's been rocking with us for a long time, and especially people that's been watching this show years and years and just been taking time out on a Wednesday to just come over here and just give us feedback, man. If y'all didn't rock with me like that, I would quit. But every time I want to quit, somebody emails me like, yo, when's the next Illa Kill? When's the next Illa Kill, Blizzum? You done it doing? Somebody, hey, Blizzum, you go. And I want to quit. Sometimes I do. And y'all won't let me quit because we still need it. And so here I am. All right.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, right? Hip Hop and R&B.
All right. Lil Jew Easy. Man, I know I'm killing this kid's name. Lil Jew Easy. I think that's what it says. Name of this record is called Acid. All right, that's the next one that we got. Then we got Fred, formerly known as Sawed Off, period, after this. All right, let's get the little homie right here. Lil Jueezy. I know, I see how it's spelled. I'm just hoping I'm saying the shit right, because I think I'm not. Lil Jueezy. We're going to find out if you get the ill, because I'm going to bring him on the air. All right, name of this record is called Acid. What do you guys think about it? K1's Radio.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Sippin' no ass, what if you smoke a dope pass it, cause I don't pass it. Look at my J, Aquafina frozen, drop out the gas. Aquafina, come out the glasses.
How much?
The horses are dead, we gone. You don't do narcotics, so why would I blast it? New infinity leak embedded in my wrist, look like I splashed it. Cooking it up, took it out the pot, I wrapped it in plastic. I'm just a stir, looking for a nasty, and nasty.
That's it.
Break it down, it's hot, I turn it to acid. For that ass, I'm skipping glasses.
I'm skipping.
Take the magnum off, it can get drastic. She is not average.
She is not average.
She let me turn them out to the thing at the fucking, I'm crashing. OCB the gas in. She got good head, call us Sebastian.
She smart.
The way she walk in look like a pageant.
She bad, she bad.
Lights, camera, action, she be the baddest.
She bad, she bad.
My cardio, watch, diamonds is laughing. The diamonds is laughing.
She be the baddest. She be the baddest. She bad.
You are tuned to K 100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
K 100, you bad.
All right. So that was Lil Jueezy. I think that's what it says. All right, Lil Jueezy. Name of that joint was called Acid. All right. Let's real quick and pull up these. Let's pull up these scoreboards real quick. It's looking kind of tough, the homie. Ain't gonna lie to y'all, right? Just kind of, just an instant glance at it was like, ugh, it's probably not gonna turn out bode well for him. You know what I'm saying? All right. So let's go over here first. Let's see, on the Instagram Live. All right, on the Instagram Live, Fetty Fam King says kill. He says the mix is really blowing it for him. One Jesus also saying kill as well. One Jesus says kill as well. All right, Timbo Screw says kill. Somebody put a knife emoji up there. Lucian Wright puts a knife emoji up there. Like, I'm assuming that's kill. Like, no. Oh, yeah, there it is. DJ Cali Royce, what's going on, DJ Cali Royce? What's good, man? All right, yeah, he says kill up there. Y'all have to do the knife emoji, though. I mean, you know, we don't want to be violent, but it is called ill or kill. No ills that I saw over on the Instagram. And honestly, it's not looking too better for the homie over here on Facebook and YouTube. Off the top, Savage 7 gave that kill before I could even ask the question. Fred, a.k.a. Fred, formerly known as, says kill also as well. Tasha Black says kill. DJ Raver says kill. Miss Jackson, all this is on YouTube, kill. Showtime says kill. Innovator 7 says kill. DJ Oven says kill. G Nice says kill. Let me see. On Facebook, Tito, Tom Papadopoulos says kill. oh, fuck. Sawed off. You still behind the wall? I thought you had jumped, bro. Niggas be in prison doing the absolute wildest shit. His song, he said his song that's coming up next, he recorded that from behind the wall. He's still in prison. Fuck, I thought you got out. All right, you just threw me off. Let me focus back to what's going on. Okay, over here. All right, that's a kill.
No.
First name.
Elizabeth looks like they didn't make it, fam. Kill.
And I got to tell you, I got to concur with the people. Let me see. All right, so yeah, I got to concur with the people on that one. just because, like, I wasn't necessarily feeling, like, not too much about it either. It was just the delivery of it all was kind of like, I wasn't feeling it lyrically or anything to Lil Jueezy. I think I'm saying that name right. I won't find out tonight because, you know, when you get the kill, you can't bring it on. Also, he got a 0-14, so I hate to do this, but we have to. Got to give him the kill shot. Hold on a second. Oh, there it is. Hold on, that's the wrong one. Hold on, y'all. That's the wrong one. Hold on, I gotta get my sound. Where's my? Hold on a second. You know what? I don't even know where it's at. Damn, I lost my illa kill thing. Anyway, all right. So we got it on the kill. All right. I don't even know what my camera on sound effect is. I'm over here. I moved some stuff around. I can't find it. Anyway, normally we have to give him the cam shot when we be do the little cam drop. But anyway, because he got no ills. But I don't know. He's going to get spared tonight. Anyway, but yeah, it's 0-14, homie. That's I'm not even gonna say I can like disagree with the people on this one, bro. Like it wasn't enjoyable for me either. And I think maybe you should probably just kind of go back to the drawing board with it. For me it was mostly like a delivery thing for me, bro. Like energy wise, like I was feeling like how you was coming. You like you know, like I felt the energy, but it was the delivery of it, and I was just like, nah, you know what I'm saying? And so 0-14 pretty much tells you, you know, kind of what you need to know. Of course, we tell the artists all the time, hey, we ain't the end all be all. If you love your record, you keep pushing it, you keep going with it. This is just a couple of people's opinion, but it's real unbiased feedback. So I just tell artists, you know, do what you want to do, man. If you feel still believe in your record, you know, you keep fucking going pushing your goddamn record. Fuck us. But at the same time, you know, if you're gonna invest your money, which of course you know nothing's gonna move in this industry without investing money. If you're going to invest your money in something, right, you know what I'm saying? You just want to get this. You can use this platform and maybe use a couple other ones, people that don't know you. Now, some people tell me, Blizzum, there's a lot of whack shit that's out right now that works, that you don't like, that you and people that watch Illa Kill wouldn't like. I know, nigga. I know. That's why I just tell artists we are not the end-all, be-all. We just one platform because it's a lot of shit that I'd be like, bruh, how in the fuck? You know what I'm saying? But y'all love... Sometimes shit be so whack that y'all make it go viral because y'all be sharing it because it's whack. And all of a sudden, then it pops off. And y'all be like, oh, my God, that fucking song blew up, nigga. Y'all made it blow up. y'all thought y'all was making fun of it, but y'all was also giving it free promo. I do that myself sometimes. Sometimes shit is so horrible, I be like, bro. And I share some shit, and I be like, and then motherfuckers come up in my comments like that Pound Town record. Fucking horrible. Viral as fuck. That Pound Town record, that's probably the worst record I heard in the past 5 years, and that's saying a lot because I've heard some shit. I mean, I'm including Illa Kill in this shit. That song is horrible, but guess what? Thoughts love it. It's a thought anthem. It's a lot of thoughts. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of motherfuckers that think. You know what I'm saying? The song is going viral right now. The fact that I'm even mentioning it. Think about that. They ain't on Illa Kill. I'm still mentioning that fucking record. Why? Again. So you never really know what's gonna happen. Is what I'm saying. My whole point. So when we kill a record over here, doesn't necessarily mean that shit won't pop off. So I'll be telling the artist, look, you can't get played on Illa Kill with that shit. You can't get played on K100 Radio with that bullshit. But that don't necessarily mean your shit ain't going to pop. You feel me? So that's all I got to say about that. All right, next up.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Right. So, now this song right here, this is the homie Sawed Off. Excuse me. Fred. His name on social media is Fred, FKA, formerly known as Sawed Off, period. He says some kind of way I knew he had got jammed up. I thought homie done jumped fresh and he some kind of way he done recorded a song behind the wall. You know what I'm saying? Hey, bro, my cousin's behind the wall, bro. They be sending me videos. They be FaceTiming, like not FaceTiming because I don't got no iPhone, but video calling me and shit, Facebook Messenger. All kind of shit, bro. Doing all kind of, yo, like prison with smartphones, cell phones. You got the right plug. You know what I'm saying? You know how to work your shit on the inside. You can get a lot of shit done. So the homies, the name of this record is called Back At It. And this is Sawed Off. And he says he did this song from behind the wall. He's still doing his time. So, I mean, that in and of itself is like, how the hell? And some kind of way this nigga is watching Illa Kill right now. He's in the comments. Watching Illa Kill. He's talking about I'm still doing my time. There you go. You got to give the niggas that. Now, if that shit don't motivate, that's what I'm saying. Some of y'all motherfuckers be out here free on the street and don't even got this kind of grind. And y'all out here free as hell. You feel what I'm saying? That's why I don't have patience for lazy-ass artists, bro, or people who really don't want it. And he was working his ass off before he got jammed up. He was doing his thing. He was throwing shows. He had his own platform. He had a lot of shit going on. That's why I've been seeing the activity. I'm like, okay, homie done got back out. Okay, and he got back out, hit the ground running. Nigga ain't even out. What the fuck is your excuse? That's my question to some of you niggas today. All right, this is Fred, formerly known as Sawed Off, period. Name of this joint is called Back At It. It's K100 Radio, Illa Kill.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Red LK, man. You know what the fuck's going on, man. You know what the fuck's going on, man. New shit. It's the appeal from behind the wall. It's no cap, man. It's no cap in my rap at all.
Line it out.
Going in. I'm back on my seat. You counted me out and you thought it was over with.
I thought I was in it. I'm back with a vengeance.
You nigga be leasing and renting. That shit is a gimmick. I see through your image. I'm in your bed, my like a dentist. My wrist is a chemist. I pop out my spin. That shit that you spitting, I'm living. Who the fuck are you kidding? I really be getting it. Having it. I always stand for something. Kaepernick. Living my life to the fullest. Ain't worried about nothing. This ain't no rapping shit. Coming through on the count. Check out the check, out the check, out the check, out the check. Running through bitches, getting neck after neck after neck after neck after neck. I'm here in the flip. I'm bad with another one. Callin'. Nigga won't be, so I drove him. Callin'. Having these niggas be snitching, they just like some bitches. I switch up my plays. Mannin', I'm all about that till I'm not with the talking. I had it, bitch, out with no pressure. I'm building with me, go there, sitting there by trillions. I'm fucking these freaks by trees. I'm bad with another one. Callin'. Nigga won't be, so I drove him. Callin'. Having these niggas be snitching, they just like some bitches. I switch up my plays. Mannin', I'm all about that till I'm not with the talking. I had it, bitch, out with no pressure. I'm up and I'm lit. I'm stroking my ego. I think I'm the shit. I'm fucking the freako. I think it's your beat. 22 out, it's a parking the wheel. My wrist is your ring. Getting it behind me. No cap in my skin. I'm as real as it get. Twisted the mean of recounting the bit. Season the sauce and the bread in my drill. Gone in the minute, man. These are the whiff. I feed in my fabrics and tailor my image. Gucci the gadget, design of my visa. Serena the niggas, big diamonds and tennis. I'm setting new records. I finally make it. Niggas talking till we talking. Bad man till I offer. She hit me up and told me come through. She was home alone like Macaulay Culkin. I'm bad with another one, Kelly. Nigga won't be, so I drum him, Kelly. Half of these niggas be snitching, they just like some bitches. I switch up my play. Manning, I'm all about action. I'm not with the talking. I had it, bitch, out with no pressure. I'm building with me, go there, sitting there by trillos. I'm fucking these freako by threes, Steffin. I'm bad with another one, Kelly. Nigga won't be, so I drum him, Kelly. Half of these niggas be snitching, they just like some bitches. I switch up my play. Manning, I'm all about action. I'm not with the talking. I had it, bitch, out with no pressure. I'm building with me, go that city by trollos. I'm fucking these freako by threes, Steffin.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
Yo, man. Yo, man, hold on, man.
K100, you bad one.
Hold on. Seriously, though. Like, I just want to know what the fuck your excuse is. How the fuck this nigga quality is better than some of you niggas I have? I don't know how you did it, sawed off. I mean, I can imagine how you can get the beat, rap it, send the audio to your homeboy and let him mix it. And all that, I get all that. I know the process of how niggas done recorded some good sounding shit from prison. You feel me? Like, all you really need is a good cell phone and a good signal and a good app. You feel what I'm saying? To record your shit and send it to somebody. You got to have somebody on the outside to mix it for you. You know, send them that MP3 and then line it up for you. But goddamn, that actually sounded way better than what the fuck I thought it was going to sound like. I was willing to lean and give you a little bit, nigga, on the motherfucking mix because you inside. You know what I'm saying? But I really didn't technically need to. All right, K100 Radio.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
Let's get to it, fam. Let's go ahead and tally this score up, man. We'll go over and start with Instagram Live. You feel what I'm saying? Lucian over here says he's going crazy with it, yo. It's crazy. I mean, that's impressive, though. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So Lucian, he's giving that joint the ill already. Fetty Fam King also giving it an ill. Timbo Screw also giving it an ill. I'm reading Instagram Live right now. You feel what I'm saying? Over there just watching the people that's on Instagram. So the people on Instagram are already rocking with it. Like, yeah, that shit is crazy. That shit is ill, and they rocking with it. You feel what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's what's going on Instagram. Hold on a second. Let me pull up over here on all right, so let me pull up the YouTube and the Facebook commentary. I'm going to put that chat back up on the screen over there so they can see that, too. Over on Instagram. All right, the Instagram keep freezing up, but I'm like, bro, I can't help you. That's why I told y'all to go over there and watch that shit on Instagram. YouTube in the first place. All right, so first and foremost, Tasha Black was the first one. She's on YouTube. She says ill. Savage 7 says ill. Miss Jackson says ill. Innovator 7 says ill. Let's see. Shaw Time says he wants to keep this song moving too. G Nice also giving his joint an ill. DJ Raver says ill. He said he got to admit, but he just wants to know how he did it. You feel what I'm saying? He said he mixed it and mastered it himself. How you mix the mastered it and fucking okay? Is this nigga on the phone? Hold on a second, because obviously he finna get the ill. Okay, he on the phone, y'all. I'm going to bring him on the air in a minute because obviously he's going to get ill. All right. Original B Diamond says ill. All right. all right. All right. I'm reading some of the comments. All right. Listen, man. 10-0 right now. I would have stopped right there. That's ill. All right, let me bring Salt Off here on the air. Check the phone, Salt Off. We're coming to your phone line. Oh, man. Salt Off.
What up with it? What's up with it? What's going on?
I'm turning the music down. I'm gonna turn the background music down, nigga. All right, everybody wants to know. Everybody watching this show right now wants to know how. How in the hell? I mean, I know you don't want to tell you. Don't tell me nothing. Don't, nigga. I hope you ain't incriminating yourself right now on my fucking show. I'm the last motherfucker that want to get somebody in trouble. How the fuck are you recording some shit from fucking inside behind the walls? How? Just give me a quick answer.
You really said it, bro. It's about really your grind if you really want it. You know what I'm saying? That's a lot of things why I rock with you, Blizzard. You keep it 100 with these artists. You tell them the truth. If you ain't grinding, man, for it, regardless, don't let nothing stop you. I don't care what's going on. Don't let nothing stop you. Like right now, to be honest with you, I'm going to put it out there. I'm facing a life without parole, but my mind is still out there trying to push my craft and make it to the next level. I will be home soon, though, you know what I'm saying, because I'm fighting. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just laying down, you feel me? And I just got in here. I got on my grind. You know, my grind always been strong, bro. I never let that stop me, bro. And I came in here, and I got to it, you know what I'm saying? I got a whole lot. I revamped my whole style. I gave my mind to a lost son of Watson Allen, and I took it to the next level, bro. My music don't even sound the same no more from when I first
came. It doesn't. Let me tell you right now, nigga, it don't sound the same because I remember what you sounded like before everything went down with you and you went in. You feel what I'm saying? So literally sound like a completely different rapper. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong, time to sit in there and really just focus helps. I'm assuming that made your flow get better because you sitting down. But you ain't gonna tell us technically how in just like okay, my question, did you actually record the vocals? Nigga, I just need to know. I need to know, nigga. I got to know.
Yeah, I recorded myself here. I mixed myself here. I mastered myself here. I did everything myself.
Do you have access to a computer or a laptop?
None of it.
Nigga, when you get out, nigga, because you're gonna get out. When you get out, nigga, you're going to have to physically show me to shut me the nigga. Anyway, listen. Ew. That's the end of the discussion. All right, man, you got it, fam. All right, no more questions because you probably get enough questions fucking for a lifetime being behind the wall. But listen, fam, go ahead and give out your shout-outs and everything, fam. Like, okay, have you found a way? If you can record this shit, I'm pretty sure you got a way to distribute it. Let people know if it's out or can they go listen to it or whatever, man. But give them the rundown to give them your shout-outs, bro. Go ahead.
It's on all major platforms. Back at it. Fred LK, Salt Off here. It dropped March 15th. It's been out for a month now. The appeal, the EP is coming June 17th. I just did a whole 9 songs in here, mixed and mastered and everything again by me. The whole project done by me. Artwork done by me. Right here in the behind the wall. It'll be available June 17th. Follow me at Sawed Off Period on everything. That is SawedOffPerod. Follow me everywhere. I got a lot of things going on for independent artists. Salute to independent artists. I got showcases coming up for independent artists.
Do you have showcases?
I got a comedy show going down.
Fred. How the fuck do you have a showcase for arts, nigga, and you in prison? Nigga.
Hey, look, I got a team, man. I got a team that's still rocking with me. But you know what I was doing before I got in here.
I know, nigga. I highly underestimated you, bro. This is very impressive. Yeah. I mean, I was disappointed when I heard everything that went down with you. I was like, God damn, that nigga was out here really. He was a good nigga. I liked you. I we dealt with each other. I saw you. It was always love. He was always a cool nigga. So when everything went down, I was like, God damn, man. The homie was good people. But, like, this is still beyond impressive, the fact that you still – nigga, this nigga don't
–
did y'all hear this nigga just say he got a showcase for artists?
Yeah. I got one day. I got, Okay. I got one Friday, what it is, March 27th. That's on a Saturday. It's March 27th, Smoking Mirrors, Hookah Lounge, just in Union City, Georgia. June, shout out to DJ Chill Will. He done helped me down, man, a whole lot, man. 94 Jam got off the down now. Invite also, we got a showcase coming up on June 16th, man. It's also my birthday celebration. They're going to throw a big celebration. They're doing a big dedication for me there. All the artists, man, just follow me on my page. It's a lot of movement going on, man. I got comedy show for comedians, man. I got a lot of shit going on.
I do. All right, my nigga. Good to hear from you, bro. I'm beyond impressed. But, okay, and just my personal opinion on the record, bro. Like, the record slide, though. But it's two things. Salute to you and the way you still grinding, but I'm going to tell you straight up, you know me, I'm all about the music and the bars, nigga. You have definitely elevated your actual rap game, your actual flow in your bars. You was not rapping like that the last time I heard music from you, which was a couple of years.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, whatever, if it focused you, if it gave you time to sit down and just concentrate, because, of course, you got time because you're doing time. Whatever it was, bro, it actually really helped you as a rapper because you definitely rap way better than you did the last time I heard music from you. So I just got to salute you on that, dog. Real talk. All right?
Thank you, bro. Thanks.
All right, man. All right. Hang tough, man. And I hope that appeal and hope everything work out for you on the legal end and you step back outside, bro, because you deserve to come out here and let these people know. You know what I'm saying? Next time you get out here, bro, just make sure you stay out. You feel me?
Gotcha.
Yeah. Absolutely, dog. One love. All right.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
Seriously, though, again, like, what the fuck is your excuse? Hold on, let me see if somebody was checking in real quick. Area code 937, area code 937-603. What up, who this?
Hey, this King. This Fetty Film King.
Oh, what up? Did you have music?
SF King.
Yeah, you got...
Yeah, I'm SF King. I was up next.
Oh, you was?
I lost the call.
Oh, okay. Okay, hold on. So what's the name of your song again?
It was One Time by FF King, produced by Ooze Too Nasty.
All right, got it. Yeah, I got it. Here we go. All right, stand by, fam. You was up next. All right. Let me write that down because I...
What's up?
All right, stand by. All right. All right.
Okay.
So we got one more, y'all. I thought Sawed-Off was the last one. That's why I kept going on and on, but then we got one more. All right, so listen, fam. Y'all don't go nowhere. All right, we got FF King on deck. Let's see. And we're going to do this one. This is the last one of the night. Because I didn't see the name, so I kind of lost it. All right, but this is FF King. This one is called One Time. You guys let me know what you think about this one. All right, we had the one from Sawed-Off back at it that got the ill. All right, and this is FF King. This is our last song of the night. Instagram has shut off. Instagram cut me off, and I'm not going to start it back up because we was playing so much music. That's why I'll be telling y'all to just please, when y'all see the thing come on Instagram saying K100 Radio is live, once y'all jump over here and y'all see we doing Illa Kill or we doing an interview, that's when you just please subscribe to our YouTube channel, first of all. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. And I know y'all fucking watch YouTube. Don't give me the shit. Okay, I know y'all watch YouTube. Everybody watches YouTube. Everybody got a YouTube account. All right, so I'm gonna always push it out to Instagram. But again, Instagram is real quirky and then they don't like us. They don't like the way that we backdooring their ass, shooting our feet instead of me just using the front camera like that. They don't like the fact that we be using the little thing to backdoor them and show you how our shit really look. You know what I'm saying? So they be trying to block us on there. So when it comes to Instagram, please, when you see us on Instagram and you see us live, all right, you know we live, cool. Hop over here to the YouTube channel. All right? You feel me? So because the YouTube never cuts off. It's never no bullshit because it's designed for what we do. All right? And the software that we use is designed to go out to YouTube. We just done found a way to hack into the IG shit on some backdoor shit. All right? So, but we want y'all to enjoy the show and see the screen and see the scoreboard and everything else. So please subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can turn the notifications on and then you'll get the ding and then you got to go through it. Every time we go live on YouTube, you come over here and enjoy the show and just watch it where it's in high quality, the way it's supposed to be watched. Please. I beg of you. All right. Last one of the night. All right. Last one of the night, y'all. This is the last one. FF King. Name of this joint is called One Time. Corey Johnson. What's up, boy? Boy, you see, we got folks calling in from inside. We got music from the pen tonight, boy. Shit is crazy. K100 Radio.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
drink.
Too much, too many at one time. Trying to clear my mind. I'm sick and I'm broken. Who's winning? Just one hell of a night. But it's the time of a life. I got plenty, baby, roll one. Smoke with me. Just one time. Gotta catch this vibe. Now I'm stuck and I'm so guilty. But not really. Just one hell of a night. But it's the time of a life. I don't meet my own expectations. Smoke my life away. Guess what we gon' do today? I hate love, but my heart's still crazy. Hopeless romantic now that I'm damaged.
Pour no couple, baby. Burn this blow while we still dancing. Turn me up, roll my loud. She thinks I'm so handsome. I smoke blood by the pound. Got flavors in dance town. 17, 38, we drinking in there.
I done drank too much, little baby. I can't stand trying to roll this ground. I hate love, but my heart's still crazy. Hopeless romantic now that
I done drank too much, too many at one time. Trying to clear my mind. I'm sick in a room spinning. Who's winning? Just one hell of a night. But it's the time of a life. I got plenty, baby.
Smoke with me.
Just one time. Gotta catch this vibe. Now I'm stuck and I'm so guilty. But not really. Just one hell of a night. But it's time of a life, it's just the end of the night. I know these drugs gon' be up for me. If I'm wrong or I'm right, I know you're just trying to help me, baby. But we ain't got time. Make the worst of decisions, but they be changing my life.
I done drank too much, too many at one time. Trying to clear my mind. I'm sick and the world's spinning. Who's winning? Just one hell of a night. But it's the time of a life. I got plenty, baby, roll one. Smoke with me. Just one time. Gotta catch this vibe. Now I'm stuck and I'm so guilty. But not really. Just one hell of a night. But it's the time of a life.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
K100, you bad one.
All right, K100 Radio again. I'm your host, Blizzum. This is Ill or Kill. This is our live music review show. That was FF King. All right, that was the last one of the night. What do you guys think about that one? I told y'all guys I cut the Instagram off. Well, Instagram shut it off, and then I'm not going to restart it for the last record. But we're going to just rock with the people that are watching on YouTube and Facebook right now. And please, 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 please subscribe to our YouTube channel, man. YouTube, I'm telling you, it's just better. I don't know why y'all don't understand that. All right, on the YouTube, let's see, Savage 7 was the first one to chime in. They said kill. Tasha Black also said kill for that one. Fred, FKA, saw it off. He says kill. Showtime also says kill, all right? Corey Johnson also says kill as well. All right, if you're watching on Facebook, please make sure you chime in and let me know. If you're watching on the Facebook Live, please let me know. All right, like I said, I turned the Instagram off because... Well, I didn't turn it off. I'm not going to restart it. All right. Over on Facebook, someone's asking, do we send MP3 or videos? This show, you got to send an MP3 for the show. Please, if you have any questions about the process, go to our website, which is K100Radio.com. It's scrolling across the bottom of the screen, K100Radio.com, and go to the submissions page and read the instructions. But we don't play videos. It must be an MP3. And don't send me a .M4A either. .MP3. MP3, not M4A, MP3. Thank you very much. All right. let me see. DJ Raver said he could see a drunk. He said he could see a bunch of drunk people dancing to this at 1:45. He's giving it an ill. All right. FF King is also giving himself an ill over on the YouTube channel. All right. So DJ Raver and FF King, you know what I'm saying? Of course, those two were rocking with it, but everybody else that was rocking with it. And please, if you're watching right now on Facebook or YouTube, leave a comment. If you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, leave a comment. All right, that's two ills and five kills. But I know it's more y'all watching. Some of y'all just be watching. Y'all don't want to talk. All right. I don't have the Instagram feed up anymore, so you guys have got to give it to me from Instagram. I mean, from Facebook and YouTube. You guys are the only ones that can vote right now. All right. But, yeah, two people, including the artist himself, liked it. All right. And pretty much five other people that were watching it were like, nah, they're not rocking with it. If anybody wants to submit music, again, please just follow the instructions on our website, K100Radio.com, on the submissions page. I see somebody else asking about submitting. It's free. It don't cost any money, but you have to follow the instructions to the T. You have to follow the instructions to the T. All right. If you don't follow the instructions, we won't play it on this segment. All right. So listen, Walk Lesnar. Okay. So listen, FF King, pretty much most of the people that were watching it right now, they're saying kill on the joint. All right. So outside of yourself, DJ Raver said he could see somebody vibing to it at 1 a.m. But everybody else that kind of chimed in was like, nah, it's not, they're not rocking with it. So they're going to give it a kill. All right.
Oh, 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 oh.
Now, me personally, I was kind of like, it for me, it wasn't an ill, it was like, it wasn't like as soon as I heard it, I'm like rocking with it, but it wasn't like horrible. You feel what I'm saying? I was just like, let me see what the opinion is, and if more people illed it, I can find somewhere to play it. But I wasn't like, oh shit, like for a couple of records that I heard tonight that I was like, yo, I really rock with those records. That one, I was kind of on the fence, like, let me just see what the people think, kind of sort of thing, bro. You know what I'm saying? I got to be honest with you on it. So I guess I'm just going to go with the feedback or the people that gave. And, you know, you just got to, you know, more people didn't like it than did. That's how we kind of rock with over here. In general, I always pretty much go with the feedback unless I just really feel strongly that you niggas are tripping today on whatever, one way or the other. But for that one, I was kind of like, when I heard it, I was like, it's cool. It's not bad, but it was, I wasn't really necessarily vibing to it. But like DJ Raver said, you know, I could see why some people might like it, type of vibe. Wasn't my thing, but I could see why some people might like it. So I wouldn't necessarily say go back to the drawing board like that one, like the one song, the Acid record. And for that one, I was just like, I just can't see it working. But again, you heard what I said earlier about how shit can go. But for me, also as well, I'm kind of leaning more towards not really popping for me. You know what I'm saying? So. Feel free to send us some more music. Like I said, I do Illa Kill like every other Wednesday now. So I won't be doing next week. Matter of fact, next week I'll be attending Sound Capsule, which is, if you don't know what that is, just watch our Instagram page and just find out about that if you're in the Atlanta area. You may want to know about that if you're in the Atlanta area and you're looking for somewhere to perform. That's like a real cool spot for independent artists that show indies love and respect. I would always suggest people go over there and check out Sound Capsule, and I'll be over there for a special performance next week. So I won't be doing Illa Kill. I'll do it the week after that. Anyway, for the people that's asking about the process, Corey says the Heat are going to lose, but they're going to win game 6. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. What's the score? Hold on a second, Corey. Because you said that like we down. Hold on, bro. Hold up, bro. I ain't like how you type that. Let me see what the score is. Because they played at 8, didn't they? Oh, 79-64. They're trying to stun on us in the garden. They don't want to go out like that. They don't want to go out like that in the garden. That's cool. We want to win in South Beach. They want to win in South Beach anyway. So after they get done, they can just go ahead and party. They ain't got to worry about getting on a plane. Then they just go on and get fucked up right there on South Beach. We let them have this one game over there at the garden. It's no big deal. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Even though it ain't over yet, 79-64 in the third quarter, 81-66 in the third quarter. We may come back and just fuck them up at home anyway. Anyway, Heat and 6. All right, that's the end of the show.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
Like you can tell, I'm a Florida boy. I'm a Heat fan. Lexa Drew, what's happening? All right, we get ready to wrap things up. Shout out to everybody that watched over here on K100 Radio tonight. I really appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Let me see. Do I have any other updates? I don't have any updates right now. Excuse me. Excuse me. I do have like some stuff that I'm working on outside of K100 Radio, if you haven't noticed. If you're friends with me on social media, then you notice I've actually kind of went back myself into my music bag. Not so much as an artist per se, but as a executive producer and a producer engineer type stance on this project that I'm working with for an artist named Vision. So if you guys see me share that or whatever, I would love your opinion on that. You know what I'm saying? Good, bad, or indifferent. Just somebody that I've been knowing for a long time and that I'm really cool with, and I'm just trying to help out, you know what I'm saying? Lend my talents and my resources too, because, you know, just somebody that, you know, helped me out a long time ago. So I'm just showing some love. So I've taken on an executive producer role for that particular album. I'm working on it. We've got a couple of songs that we just dropped. 4 records, you know, so if you see me sharing that stuff, hey, man, go check it out. You know what I'm saying? We're getting ready to shoot a video for one of her records, the one of the songs that I produce called Rabbit, and a lot of other stuff that we got going on. So if you see me sharing that, hey, share, check it out. Let me know what you think. Whatever. She was on Illa Kill, last Illa Kill, got almost all ills. She got 2 kills for her song Rabbit. But other than that, she had a really good review on Illa Kill last week, and I didn't say anything about it. I just kept my mouth shut because I didn't say anything. I was like, I just wanted the organic feedback too, as a producer, you know what I'm saying? And the people were vibing with it. A couple people killed it, but way more people liked it, so I was glad about that. But if you see me sharing that stuff on the social media page, hey, go check her out, man. If you like some good R&B, I think the album, once it comes all the way out, it's going to be good. You know what I'm saying? As far as I think. You know what I'm saying? So when you see me sharing that stuff, man, let me know what you think. Please leave me a comment on my personal pages if you're connected with me like that. Other than that, man, I'm going to go ahead and get up out of here and wrap this thing up, man. Shout out to everybody that's watching. Shout out to everybody that's been supporting K100 Radio all this time. All right. Thank you, AOG, everybody that subscribed. I appreciate that. Angel of God. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate it, fam. All right. And again, I just want to reiterate, like, the show, please subscribe and tell people. You know, when you're talking about K100 Radio as far as the live streams, please follow us on all platforms. But when we're talking about the live stream, watching our interviews live, watching our performance coverage live, watching our, you know, after the fact media coverage, after we go out and do something, our YouTube channel is where all the content really is, the interviews and stuff like that. We got a lot of content. If you actually subscribe and then look at how many videos over here, you can't find all this shit on IG. IG won't even let us post some of this shit. You know what I'm saying? And some of it is just too long. We can't post them on IG. So it's cool to connect with us on IG so you can stay about, see what we're doing. But we really need for you to subscribe to the YouTube channel and get these YouTube numbers up. You feel what I'm saying? Because that's where we're going to be dropping the video content and the media coverage, the interviews. Everything is always on the YouTube channel. And it stays up. Instagram just takes it down. As soon as we do an interview, they take it right down. You know what I'm saying? As soon as we do Illa Kill, they flag it, take it back down. Even if they let us go live, as soon as it's over, 5 minutes later, they're taking it down. You can't watch the replay. So it's imperative that you guys subscribe to the YouTube channel, all right, and rock with us on YouTube. That is now our number one platform that we are pushing for our content. You fucking tube. We love you over there on IG. I may talk to you. I may post some stuff over there on IG. But when it comes to watching our content, it's YouTube, right? All right. K100 Radio. Again, shout out to everybody that's rocking with this man. Let me see what I want to leave out with. I don't even know, man. What do I want to leave out with? I'm going to leave out with an indie record, though. Something that's already got ill on Illa Kill. You know what I'm saying? Let me see something that's really dope. So much. You know what? I really love this record. I love this record right here. This is probably one of my favorite Illa Kills of 2023. This song got 20-something ills, no kills on Illa Kill, which is a dope record. I'm going to leave y'all with this A from the Ave. This is probably one of my favorite records that we did on Illa Kill in 2023. I think it's probably one of my best submissions for Illa Kill this fiscal year. I said fiscal. This fucking year, 2023. All right, I'll catch you guys Wednesday after next. Oh, I do got a couple of direct line interviews lined up in between then. So Illa Kill may not be next week, but I got some direct line interviews coming up. If you see me live over there doing an interview or whatever, direct line interview or some media coverage, hey, man, hop over there and check us out. All right? I appreciate it. K100 Radio. We out.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
I don't lace my shoes the same way LeBron do. Probably don't love the same way the guy do. If I had a million, I wouldn't have time to use it all. I see the way he's plotting on you.